1320 WILS. Well, the you may hear people talking about how religion is fading out, especially in the U.S., but my next guest says that is absolutely not the case. Rodney Stark, a best-selling author, a distinguished professor at Baylor University. His brand new book, The Triumph of Faith, Why the World is More Religious Than Ever. Rodney, thank you for joining us.
Well, I'm delighted to be with you.
Yeah, and you've written all kinds of books, How the West Won, The Victory of Reason, The Rise of Christianity. Here's the thing. When I think about these studies, it's the Pew Research Survey, right? They come out with these studies, and they say millennials are less religious. I mean, why are you saying the world is more religious than ever?
Well, for one thing, I had access to an incredible body of data. The Gallup poll, starting in 2005, has been doing annual surveys, national surveys, in each of 163 nations, 98% of the world's population. And they ask them what they believe and when they went to church and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it's astonishing what you find around the world.
Okay. What about the U.S. specifically?
Let's focus on the U.S. for the moment. Everybody says the millennials are not going to church, and they're leaving the church, and everything's going to go downhill. In the book, I have a table that shows the justification for saying that. It shows that people under the age 30 are considerably less likely to go to church than the people over 30. Well, the trouble is, the table I present is from 1980.
Okay.
What it means is that you can find this table anytime since, I suppose, our grandfather's time.
Well, so you think it's just a matter of kind of...
people were less likely to go to church
than the older folks.
And then when they got to be 30 or 40 and they got married and they had kids, they went to church.
Do you think, though, as a society, we're becoming less religious?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't think as a society we are. There are some problems, sure. I mean, I think all of us feel the pinch of the fact that you can't say Merry Christmas and you know, all sorts of things like that, but we'll adjust. Now, church attendance hasn't changed in the lifetime of American polling, okay?
What is the percentage now?
It's about 35% a week.
That go to church of Americans.
That are in church on any given week. Uh-huh. And lots of people don't quite go every week. So if you're talking about church attenders, you're talking about maybe half the population going at some reasonable rate. But in any given Sunday, it's about 35% are actually there.
I'm talking to Rodney Stark, his brand new book, The Triumph of Faith, Why the World is More Religious Than Ever. And you talk in your book also about Islam and Christianity. And what's happening right now in terms of Islam in the world, and how is it comparing to the growth of Christianity?
Christianity is growing it quite rapidly. And one reason that people think that Islam is growing so fast is because they're out of date. They think that the fertility rates in Islamic nations are still very high, and they're not. And some of the places like Iran, it's below replacement level. So they're not going to outgrow Christianity through fertility, and they sure aren't going to outgrow them through conversion, because there's very little conversion to Islam, and there's an enormous amount of conversion going on to Christianity. In China, it's staggering. There are better than 100 million Christians in China right now. And if the current rate keeps up, there'll be 300 million in 15 years.
Okay. But you look at Europe, though, it seems like that's the dynamic we're seeing of many more Muslims, especially, you know, immigrating into Europe.
Well, that's been true. And I'm not sure how that's going to work out. But the fact of the matter is that Europe's religion isn't much affected by it. Europe's a very funny place. They're a bunch of believing non-belongers. That is to say, they haven't got very attractive churches to go to in most of those countries. There are state churches. The minister's a civil servant. And in Germany, for example, if fewer than 8 people show up, you don't have to preach. Well, I don't know about you, but if I were a minister in Germany, I'd give pretty bad sermons.
Right. Indeed. I'm curious, the relationship between Christianity and Islam, how do you see that working itself out here?
I don't know. I mean,
do you think the two religions can coexist together in a reasonable way?
Well, I think in the long run they're going to have to, okay? And necessity does make things happen very often. You know, we've been having problems between Islam and Christianity for, you know, 1,500 years.
Is Islam a religion of peace, in your view?
Some of it is, some of it isn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be one of these people who say we can't use the word radical Islam. You know, people who won't use that word, or what do they suggest we say, Islam?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. We're certainly, if you want to understand that most people, most Muslims don't really want to blow us up, then maybe you ought to, identify that section that doesn't want to blow us up.
Rodney Stark, the brand new book, The Triumph of Faith. What about atheists? How do you see them? I mean, do you believe there's a growth in atheists in America?
Well, Gallup asks Americans in 1944 for the first time, how many, you know, do you believe in God? 4% said no. When they asked last year, 4% said no. Nothing's happening.
But do you think in some ways, though, we are seeing a growth of kind of a secularism?
In some ways, yes. I mean, the politics of the thing has gotten so that religion has been compartmentalized in ways that it wasn't before.
What's the consequence of that?
May disappoint some of us, but in fact, it isn't going to, in the long run, I think, have that much impact.
Yeah, well, I mean, what is the consequence of that when society, at least on the surface, tries to become more secular in some ways?
Well, I think that you find that the moral tone suffers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that maybe we've had a little bit of that.
As a country, though, the fact that we're so more, well, it seems like we're more, do you think we're more multicultural now in terms of being, you know, talking about all kinds of the different religions that exist here and, I guess, seeing ourselves as broader that way? Do you think that's happening?
Well, you know, having a lot of religions in the past has been good for us because it made those religions pretty active, and they worked at being satisfactory for their members and appealing to people and drawing people in.
Uh-huh.
When those state churches in Europe don't bother, and consequently people don't go.
Yeah, and do you believe the country still has a Judeo-Christian kind of nature or a majority to it?
Yeah, I think that there's every reason. You know, if you look around the culture, it's Judeo-Christian, sure.
It's Rodney Stark, best-selling author of many books. His latest book, by the way, The Triumph of Faith, Why the World is More Religious Than Ever. Than ever in history? Is that what you're saying, Rodney?
Yeah, probably. Take something place like Sub-Saharan Africa. Church membership is astounding down there, and church attendance is, 70-80% a week.
Huh. That is an incredible number. Again, the book, The Triumph of Faith, Rodney Stark. Rodney, thank you very much.
I'm delighted to have been with you.